Okay, Chevra, we're going to continue the Gemara Beis Hamidbeis. Okay, we're up to in the Simen of the Gemara, we did Gina, and now we're dealing with Kosel, right? Kasha and the Manda Amma Hezek Ria Loshme Hezek, that Guda, the Mechitza means Guda, affect the Gemara from the Mishnah later on in this parak, the next Mishnah. Well, not the next Mishnah, but the Mishnah coming up after the next Mishnah, okay? Tashma, Kosel Chatzer, Shenafal. If you have a wall that was built, that exists between two Shechenim, and it fell, collapsed, Mechayv Enosel of Noso Ad Dalet Amis. We require each one to participate, to rebuild it. It's a Chiyuv to rebuild it, to watch height out Ad Dalet Amis. So the Gemara is assuming from this you have a Raya, the Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. Otherwise, why should it have to be rebuilt? Maybe it was built the first time because of mutual consent, according to the Manda Amar, that Lo Shmei Hezek, it was Ratsu. Fine, so the Ratsu was to build the wall initially, but now it fell down, so why is there a Chiyuv now to rebuild it? The Mishnah said, Adalad Amis, that's the Shir that takes care of Hezek Re'iyah, but why Bechlau is Mechayven also? Rashi points out, and the way the Gemara is asking the Kasha, so Rashi's medayik, interesting how Rashi phrases the question. This is going to be working very much within Rashi's way of wording the answer. The kasha is more to the point of ratsu is what's machayiv the first time, according to this manda amar, but here it's machayiv without ratsu. So the way Rashi kind of frames the kasha, Rashi's setting up for how he's going to learn the teretz. So we'll keep this in mind. We would have asked the kasha that you see that the fact that you have to build a wall now that there was no ratsu right now, so why do you have to rebuild the wall? Hezek v'yishmei hezek. That's why. Rashi folk, and then the teretz would have to be, but no, nafel shayni, we'll see. Oh, there everyone agrees, shmei hezek. But Rashi's not going to learn pshat the teretz that way. Rashi's going to learn that the ratsu it goes on now too. So Rashi learns the kasha, a little bit in terms of framing the words of the kasha. Rashi says, he doesn't say ratsu. So, when Rashi sets up the kasha that way, it lends the teretz to be what Rashi says. Let's see. Okay. Gemara gives a teretz. Nafel shayni. So what's the pshat in the teretz? Nafel shayni. Nafel is different. It says Rashi, Nafel shayni shekvan nesratzu harishonim bekosa. Now, the word harishonim, let's leave on the side. Not everybody quotes those words of Rashi, nesratzu harishonim. So, nesratzu bekosa. There was already a ratzon, meaning, not that they're different people now. Rishonim sounds like there are new people now who took over, Yorishim, Kuchos, and that makes it more complicated. So let's not go right away to that. Nisratsu means we had, initially, when the wall was built, it was built by mutual consent, so you had a ratsu. So the Gemara is answering that nafel shayni, meaning to say that when there was a ratsu at that point to build a wall, that ratson would also extend to building the wall again, rebuilding the wall if the wall fell down. Notice that's implicit in the original ratsu. So again, reading out the word rishonim, nesratsu bekosa. So again, the way Rashi is reading the kasha, the teretz is, you have a ratsu. Here it doesn't say ratsu, you have ratsu, because of the ratsu before. This is how Rashi read the Gemara. Now, just in Svara, we have to understand what the pshat is. Why should we assume that because it was a ratsu initially, that there's a ratsu now? The ratsu that they had initially was to build the wall in the beginning. This is now a new story. The wall collapsed. Where do you see in the original ratsu any consent to build the wall again? This is not my kasha. Who asked this kasha in the Shita? The Tosfos HaRash, quoted by the Shita. Why would there be a ratsu for now? This is Pashup Shat in the Gemara, according to Rashi. The Gemara says, ratsu, from this ratsu bekoso. Where do you have a ratsu for now? The Lashon of the Tosfos HaRash here. Pirush Rashi, nafel shayni, the nisratzu mitchio. Notice how he quoted Rashi, not with the word rishonim, so we'll read it so far that way. Nisratzu mitchila lasos kosa. That's how he quotes from Rashi. There was originally a ratsu. The kasha, the cave, and the hezek v'yelo shmei hezek. Ve'en achay del mishim nisratzu mitchila. So the whole basis to build the wall is because it was originally, he agreed, and to the other guy, now they have both agreed to it. So number one, he asks, "Afilu mal mi'abos nami." Another kasha. So why only to Abba Amos? Whatever the ratsu was for the first wall, that should be the head of the second wall, kasha number one. And then the kasha that we mentioned, va'od, in the svatza kosa rishon, on the svatza bishwazel, lifnas kosa la'ola. Va'osa kosa shenasvatza lavnafa, va'en mochib, lasas kosa la'achir. Where do you have a ratzu for the new wall? So, manafshach, if you have a ratzu that goes forever, then it should be to the same height. And if it's just a ratzu on the height of before, so whatever that wall was, it was that wall, that's it. So what would be pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi? Rabbeinu Yonah comes to the rescue, says pshat in Rashi. Shita quotes it also, but we read it from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that we have to read into the original ratzu more than just a ritzu, an agreement for that wall. After all, we've seen this already a few times, even in Rashi. When people agree to build a wall, it's not stam, oh, wall's good, right? Walls are good. Good fences make good neighbors, right? No, there's an agenda. Why do they want a wall? What's driving them? That's agreeable. Lo shmei hezek means it's not something that we're going to impose and enforce, but people can be sensitive to it. Therefore, that's what they're looking for. They're looking to have that protection, that comfort of not having the problem of hezek riyah. So to the extent that that's why they're agreeing to a wall, it's not just the first wall. It's if the wall falls down, it's implicit that whatever they agreed to in the beginning is agreement that goes beyond the wall when it's standing, but it has to be rebuilt. As far as height is concerned, though, they might have agreed to have whatever height the first time, but since what was driving the ratzu that allows us to mechayev them beyond the first wall, that doesn't have to be the same height, because the underlying premise is hezek riyah. Good, right now we wanted it super, super tall, even beyond 4 amos. But as far as what we want after this wall, we'd want what we're basic, the basic premise of why we're agreeing is hezek riyah. So therefore, binogeya, the ratzu of afterwards, of the new wall, it would only be 4 amos. So says Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's read it a little bit. Shekfar nitzvatsu, again, they're quoting it the way we, without the words Rishonim, Shekfar nitzvatsu mitchilo lasus kosel, the kasha shenafal al kosel, shenitzvatsu maynachayibol sonel, v'yishlomer kigon shenitzvatsu lasus mechitza, the mistama lo mechitza Rishonim levad nitzvatsu, kim shemakbim min hazak riya. And again, we have to just add, and therefore, it doesn't have to be, answers the other kasha too, it doesn't have to be the same height, because the only reason why we look into that ratzu as referring not just to the first wall, to the second wall, why? Because we see the Makna Hezek Riyah. So that svara of the Kepeda Hezek Riyah doesn't require more than 4 amos. So even though there's also a ratzu on the first wall to be 8 amos, let's say, but that doesn't carry over. Because the only reason we're taking that and translating into a second wall is because of what's driving them and wanting to build the first wall, the hezek riyah component. So that aspect of the ratzu would include a second wall, at least a 4 amos. Right now, we decide let's even be more than that, to go 6 amos, 8 amos. But to the extent that we also are agreeing by the same consent for the first wall to have another wall, that would only be the main idea of the hezek riyah, which is why we're building the wall in the first place. That would be the answer. Okay, before we go to the Rishonim point, that's a whole other point in Rashi, let's see how Tosus learns, and then we have another piece of Gemara related to this back in the Shaka V'Tayr, but just on the actual teretz of Nafel Shaini. Tosus doesn't even quote Rashi, but just suggests a pshat in the Gemara, which clearly he's going off Fuki Rashi, suggesting a different pshat in the Gemara. It says Tosus Nafel Shaini, what the Gemara means to answer is that the reason why you have to build a wall, even though Hezek Elosh Mehezek, because since there was a wall there before, then they got accustomed to using their respective chatzeros for private affairs, and they weren't sensitive to try to be aware of the other person looking because they had a wall. Once they got into that habit, now we have a situation that calls for intervention of not to be hezek riyah. Now, hezek riyah is generally lo shmei hezek, but in the context of where they've already become habituated to use the chatzer for divrei hetzna, now hezek riyah shmei hezek. So what's interesting about Tosis, before we figure out Tosis didn't learn Rashi's pshat, but what's interesting about Tosis is what the Gemara is saying is nafel shaini means that in this situation, what? In this context, then what? Hezek Yishmei Hezek. So once you get used to using the chutzah for divrei hetz, now you're not sensitive to try to work around someone else's, you know, schedule. Now we have a real concern. Hetzgria becomes a rish nish. It's a very different way of reading the Gemara. Rashi is learning Gemara that the ratzua before is mechayiv them for later, at least at Dalet Amos. So this is learning nafal shayni, that in a context where they've already become accustomed to using this chutzah for things which are more private because they had a wall, now we have to deal with hetzgria. Why didn't Tosfos learn Pshat like Rashi? Okay, so what does Maran say?
I was going to suggest Mitzvah.
Umshat, okay. Go ahead.
That's hard to say that an original Ratzon Shad.
So we could, and Maran says like that. That's the Tosfos of Rash. We already asked the Kasha in Rashi. We had to answer it. Rina Yona. Could very well be Tosfos was bothered by these questions. Rashi's Pshat doesn't work in Svara because the Ratzon was on the first wall. What are you telling me? That it's also including that another wall has agreed because it, no, but they agreed to what they agreed to. And if you're going to tell me that the Ratzu was on another wall, then it should be to the same height as the first time. It's only to Dalet Amos. So Tosfos dismisses Rashi on those grounds. So says the Maharam. Nearly the Pirush Kain says the Maharam, Shem the Kasha or Pirush Rashi. The Pirush Nafal Shani Shifan Isvatzu is shown in the Kosel. So first of all, Imago Rishonim. He was with the Rishonim. So that's okay. We haven't gotten there yet. But Old Mimanafshach, this is what we're saying. He tines one of the kashas of the Tosa Rush. Why only to Dalet Amos? We could bring in the other kasha. Why you assume that it was a Ratzon for later? Now there are at least two other ways that we find in why Tosas didn't learn like Rashi. The Poras Yosef, one of the Mepharshim that you bring, that brought in the back, also Mepharshim, says, I think, very glatt pshat. Why didn't Tosfos learn like Rashi? The Lashna Gemara was driving Tosfos. The words of the Gemara are, Nafal Shaini. What does it sound like? What the Gemara is saying, Nafal Shaini. Similar to what the Gemara says in other along the same Amud. What?
Gina
Shaini. Or later, Bayis Shaini. Hezek the Bayis, Hezek the Rabim Shaini, coming up in the Gemara. In other words, the other times the Gemara answers, those cases, he agrees Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Because of the fact that Gina, there's Ein Hara, or because by Bayis is more private, the later point, Hezek the Bayis Shaini. Or I think the Rabbi Shaini. So the point, Nafal Shaini means, that I agree, Hezek. According to Rashi, at first glance, maybe we'll have to see if we can do better for Rashi, but the Lashon HaGemara is a little dachuk. Because Nafal Shaini, for Rashi, it's not that here Hezek Yishmei Hezek, but Nafal Shaini, that the original Ratzon carries over. Again, now, L'maisa Rashi framed the question from the perspective of, well, it doesn't say Ratzon. So the way Rashi set up the question, the Nafal Shani isn't as bad to the ear. Because the question, the way Rashi framed the question, where's your Ratzu? Nafal Shani, you have Ratzu. So, good. But the way we want to frame the question is, you see Hezek Yishmei Hezek, the building a wall that didn't agree to. But Nafal Shani, there Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Rashi's not saying Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Rashi's saying that the Ratzu is Ratzu on later as well. So maybe that's what Tosfos had in mind, not to learn Pshat like Rashi. So says again the back you see in the Poras Yosef. There is another suggestion. Again, the Masha. Yeah.
I think that based off this answer, it sounds like we're keep on going back to this idea that Gina Shaini maybe wasn't the way we were saying before, that we're throwing away Hezekriya. Rabbi basically just said it sounded like that. According to Tosfos, it's that it's Hezekriya Shmei Hezek in that case, because it's Hezekriya and Ein Hara.
You could say Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, you could say that there's an Ein Hara that's driving why you build the wall, but
just
it's
Ein Hara?
Even if it's Ein Hara, it's not exactly Hezekriya, but it's because of that. That's the Sibra to build. You mean saying if Ein Hara is not Hezekriya, saying it's also not exactly the same. Right, it's more akin to Bayis Shaini, right? Right, you're saying Gina Shaini is Ein Hara, and this is Hezekriya. But the other examples that come later, Shaini, Hezekah the Rabim Shaini by Beis Shar, you saw the Gemara, Hezekah the Bayis Shaini.
I think I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm saying what Rabbi's saying.
I think you're saying because Ein Hara is not Hezekriya, so it's not the same Shaini.
I just meant that if we wanted to say that Shaini really means that I agree with you, it has a Kriyash Mehazik. Right. So then, before, right. The Gemara says Gina Shani, so then
it would have
the way
to
we said that,
me, yeah.
I agree with you, it has a Kriyash Mehazik because, because Einhar itself, or but more mashma is that. And there is Hezek Riyah, and we add on.
Because we were discussing last time that maybe Gina has the combination of both.
I
see. Okay, you're saying because of the combination of both. Let me just see how he what he compares it to the Gina or to the other one in the Poras Yosef. What does he say? What is that? Yeah. What does he say? Okay. Lo nichalu farish kapirish Rashi mishum demashma de tosfus de kamo de koati rutsim del kamon. Actually, he's focusing on related to rutsim. Hezeka de rabim shiny, hezeka de bais shiny. Coming up in the Gemara, those two, hainu hakavana de sham hezek riashme hezek. Kimo kain hacha de kamar nafal shiny hakavana de sham hezek riashme hezek. Maram pirish bofanacha. So he dafke interesting. He doesn't mention hezeka de gina shiny. It's interesting. So that may be because gina shiny is sort of. Maybe not exactly. Is it Riyah? It's Ayin Hara. You're saying it's a combination. But he says, look, but now we're going right after this, the two that follow. So Nafal Shaini should be in the same line with the Hezekah Debais, Hezekah Derabin. So it's a Hezek Riyah problem that he would agree to. That's how the Poras Yosef went to Pshanatosis. Yeah.
Regarding the point that the Rishonim make from the Shittim, is the second question about how the original Russian could be Mechayev then. So, does the Chiddush we've been saying of Rav Nachum help with that at all? So then,
for Rashi, we'll get there. That maybe Rashi could be explained. You think explained for Rashi?
Yeah.
Hold your fire. Not really fire. Just hold your thought. Hold the thought. I want to get to it. If I don't remember, you remind me. Okay. Okay, so we have Maram suggestion, which is he mentions the point of the Tosfos of Rashi. Not all the points. One of them, we had the Oh Yosef, Poras Yosef. Good. There is another suggestion of Masha. He didn't have the Tosfos of Rashi. He says something very mechudash as follows. Because the implications are fascinating from this Masha. Masha also wants to know why didn't Tosfos learn Pshat like Rashi. Nafal Shaini, because Nisratsu beforehand, so therefore it's continued, the Ratsun continues on. So the Masha says, Lo Nichahu Kepirish Rashi. Right? Everyone see Masha? Dahamid Nafal Vahaya Sham Kvar Kosel, Eno Muchach Shinisratsu Kvar Kosel. All you know right now in front of you is that there was a wall and the wall fell. Comes the halacha, you have to mechayev them, the two of them, to build a wall anew. Do we know the history of this wall? Do we know that this wall was built by mutual consent? Do we have evidence of that? In the Mishnah, Tosfos says, yeah, of course. Lefichach obviously means we know because we know, and we remember, and Eidim, whatever, so therefore, hakosa makam av shishneim. But this Mishnah, Nafal, we don't know what it was before. So therefore, just because the wall fell down, in a muchrach shen esratzu kvar b'koso, de'ema, kimin de'yesh b'din chalukah. So maybe one of them forced the chalukah on the other, but as far as the wall is concerned, there's no chiyuv koso, according to Madam Hezgo Shmehezek. They were not nesratzu at all to a koso. So how did the koso get built? One of them built a wall. Maybe the makom of the kosa was his, and the avanim are his. And it's not comparable to the nafal of the first Mishnah, because there it says ratsu in the beginning, so we have to assume that was nafal, and we remember, as Tosfos says on Beis Amid Aleph, that we know that was ratsu. We know that they made a kinyan. But as far as this Mishnah is concerned, we don't know that there was ever ratsu. As far as we know, maybe one person built the wall himself. Now, take the Masha now and plug it into Tosfos. So what do you see? Something fascinating. Masha says, why didn't Tosfos learn Pshat like Rashi? Because how do you know there was Nisratzu Lashon HaMikosa? Therefore, that can't be Pshat Nafal Shaini. So what is the Pshat Nafal Shaini? That Lemaisa, for all we know, who built the wall? One guy. But meanwhile, the wall is there. Meanwhile, what's going on? Everyone's got their privacy, right? So now he starts using the wall, the side of, he, of his side of the wall, for private affairs. Now the wall falls down. Now he has a claim over the other guy to participate in the cost of building the wall that the first guy never participated in the first time, right? That's what follows from the Rasha. No, the fact that there was it was being used for private affairs, even though who set up that situation that now became, they became regilim to use it for private affairs. It was his initiation of the wall. No? Now it becomes a basis to mechayiv the other person's law. So what would that mean? Take this to its logical conclusion. Hezek realosh me hezek, right? But Reuven can't force Shimon to participate in the cost of a wall. But you know what Reuven can do? He's a smart guy. He's a wise guy, right? He'll build the wall, and everyone will start using their side of the wall for private. And then he'll take the wall away, or get some people to take it away, right? Who use that fund for something else now, whatever. I have another business. Meanwhile, we've been using this all this time. We've been using our space for private things. No, pay for the wall now. I have these old stuff. I have another cheshbon for that. But meanwhile, he has a way of forcing another person to pay for a wall because he artificially created this reality of people are now using it for private affairs. Does that sound logical? I mean, that wouldn't that follow from the Masha? The Achronim asked this kasha in the Masha. Like, what would that be? Would that be justified? Because once you have a situation, but it was his wall to begin with. Who's to say that if you built a wall and now the fact is that everyone is using their side of the wall for private things, now if it falls, you have a right to force the other guy to participate. If it's a wall that they both built, now you can have the guy participate again. But if you built the wall, that's what Masha is saying. For all we know, one person built the wall. So Rashi's pshat doesn't hold. So what is the pshat? Even though one person built the wall, but if Nisragu, they already got used to using it, Hurgu Lassos, now he can force the other guy too. So what if he does it on his own? I mean, that if he takes away the wall, forget about Nafal. It doesn't have to create, or he'll orchestrate that the wall collapses, or he just literally brings in a crew and they take away the stones and he'll find someone else to sell the stones to. And meanwhile, he'll get what he wanted initially. The guy resisted, so he couldn't force the guy at that point. But now, a year later, he'll force the guy to pay because meanwhile, I built the wall and now we were doing our own things. Sounds strange, no? This is what the Mashas is, what Tosus didn't agree with Rashi. Questions so far? So we have Rashi's pshat, we have Tosus' pshat. And we have the questions, why Tosfos didn't like Rashi? The more obvious reasons would be like the Tosfos Rashi's Kasha, the Maran, Paras Yosef, the Lashna Gemara. But Masha has his own idea, and then it would come out big Kiddush and Tosfos and Tanu.
Why can't the Masha go further and say just the fact that there's a wall in the first place, not necessarily that one guy goes and builds the wall? Why can't just the fact that there's a wall in the first place, and then Tosfos doesn't say that because there are
more than one guy? Yeah, but the Masha says we don't know who built the wall. That's why Rashi's Pesha couldn't hold. So the Masha is obviously saying that if, for all we know, the wall was built by one of them. I mean, that's his point. So you can't say Rashi's pshat because we don't know that they both built the wall. And yet, even if I built the wall, once the wall was up there, and once Hurgulu, so then if it comes down, I can have the other guy participate.
Would the Rashi allow the other guy who didn't pay to claim that he actually didn't change his actions, he didn't actually do any diversity, so he wouldn't?
What about me? But I've been doing private things. It shouldn't matter if both did it. The guy can say what he wants, but as long as there's a hezekria problem for me, I'm a chayiv you. If there is a hezekria on the ground, practically, that's what's so, it's what's so devious about what he's doing. He basically created a situation where you are mazmut hezekria, that's shmei hezek. But you put it on the other guy. You put it on him. Everyone hear why it's like, you can see why it's strange, and I think that's a kasha that they ask in the Masha. Yeah, Aryeh in the Masha.
It's really just a kasha we got in Makom, because, I mean, the way the situation represented, they're taking on, then he has, if he's saying, we put this together, then he gets half the stones also. I mean, if they're going to do the Machai of him, put the wall back up.
I gave you a case where he takes away the stones. I mean, the case here is where it fell.
Saying we don't know, meaning, even if we know for sure it was one guy's wall, would we still see the same thing? Or
I think the Masha is saying, for all we know, it could be one guy's wall. So what
is
if
the guy claiming it's both their walls? Or is he just saying nothing?
No, it shouldn't matter. You know, the Mashal Svara would be that once you have this reality of Hurgulu, so then it doesn't matter if one person, but it's Hurgulu now, it's Hezek Rishmei Hezek. So how far does that go? Does that mean I can actually artificially set up such a situation? The same way Nafal, if it was built by one, so what if I just simply built the wall and took it away? But now, meanwhile, all this time, however amount of time it is, it was Hurgulu. And all it means is I'm Hurga. I don't even need him to be Hurga. Now, something else should be bothering some people in the room, I hope. Tosus Pshat, I think, flies in the face of one of the approaches that we presented for the Chiv Kosa with the Mishnah not too long ago. We had numerous ways to learn Pshat in the Chiv Kosa of the Mishnah. It could be basically Hachakas Nezikin, Shutfin Shevatzel Asos, Chitza Bechatzer, so it's Hezek Ria, Shmei Hezek, if you hold Shmei Hezek, or if it's going to be a case that everyone agrees Shmei Hezek. So what's the Chi of Kosel? If you hold Hezek or Shmei Hezek, it's Hachokas Nezikin. But then again, we thought not so simple, because if there was already a Schus and the Chalukah that you got to have what you have, then we're not going to make you do any accommodations. That's a Sheet of the Ravid, so maybe that doesn't work yet. So we had another Pshat. Rabbi Zalman says it's the Halacha of Dav Zayin and Beis Shah. We'll see in the Gemara further that there's a mutual benefit to the two of them, so therefore we can impose, each one has to contribute to the common welfare. Right? That's another Mahalach. That was the third Mahalach. What was the third Mahalach? Rav Nachum, what?
Right? I'm explaining the Rosh, where we said that it's just the person being there is being mazik because of his presence.
Right, but that wasn't, I'm saying that was a part that we said, a svar within whatever, but I'm saying another way to learn why is there a Chiv Kosel in the Mishnah? Why is it Dabdeitz? Why not in the second parak?
The din in
Chalukas, Chalukas HaShutfas. Now, that's how we explain the Tosus that Kiyas Ratzoi, Tosus says, why talk about a case of a Chatzish Imbad in Chalukah? Because there's an extra Chiddush here. He might argue that I only agreed to divide the Shutfis if I won't have to build a wall. What does one do with the other? Once you divide the Shutfis, there's a halacha to build a wall. How can he hold one hostage to the other? We don't hear him making a Tanai. Elamai, he's only saying, my willingness went so far. What do you mean went so far? You have to build the wolf as a Kriya, or for the other reason. So what is the fact that I agreed now? I agreed only on these terms. Where do you hear that? Where does he say that? So the answer was, Rav Nachum suggested Pshantosis, that maybe it's a new way to understand what is the Chiv Kosel in our Mishnah. It's dafka because it's a situation like the Lashon HaTur that we quoted. It's a halacha that when you're doing chalukah, the Chalukah entitles, Chalukah Sashutas entitles each person, each ex-partner to get a justified, appropriate shear. Just like we would sure need a Mesipas to mark off what is my side, what's your side. So justified means by virtue of, if a Hezek or Shmei Hezek, so then I'm entitled to have a shear free of Hezek Riyah, that you're not going to be affected by your looking at me. So it's a new way to understand the whole halacha of the Mishnah. Ever remember we had such a svara, Rav Nachum? That was the pshat in Dav Beis Amud Aleph. It's adin in Chalukas HaShutfis. They would both say. If that is the pshat in the Mishnah, and it's not the other things, because the other things, for whatever reason, won't work. It said maybe because if you have already a shear from before, you can't impose Herachokas Nezikin on such a person. And for whatever reason, Beis Shah won't work. Whatever it is, the pshat is that the Chalukah entitles you to have a shear which is considered appropriate, which is not going to be affected by the other person looking. So that halacha would only be relevant when? At what stage? At the time of the Chalukah. So then, Tosus Pshat Nafu Shaini is not going to get off the ground. Because what Tosus is learning in the Gemara is that you have a situation that everyone agrees Shmei Hezek. Which means that originally there was a wall. Okay, originally there was a wall because that original chalukah entitled each person to have a shear from what they now got of the chalukah that's free of Hezek Riyah. Okay, now the wall fell down. The chalukah is behind us. The chalukah sashut has happened already, 5 years ago, whatever. Now the wall fell down. Now we're mechayev them to participate to rebuild the wall. Why? Nafel Shaini, says Tosis, because we got used to using our space for private things. So if it's a chokas nizikin, everyone agrees that a case like this, it is a hezek that warrants building a wall to do the accommodation according to chokas nizikin. Or the other pshat, now this is a common good, common welfare. We have a situation that right now it's people are using this space for private affairs. We have to do something to accommodate that they can both live together. But according to the idea, Shmuel, second, according to the idea that the reason why there's a din of building a wall is because the chalukas hashutfis entitles every person to have a justified shir, a legitimate shir, that's only relevant the first time that they do the chaluka. The chalukah is very long past. Now there's a reality that they'll be using the chutz or the respective size of the wall for private things. So what? How is that grounds to mechayev for a kosel? Unless you plug in some of the other two pshatim, you're not going to have an understanding of tosis. And tosis is muchach, not like Rav Nachum's svara. Shmuel.
That svara was only with the shmehazik,
though. Yeah, but now this is why he's modesh shmehazik. But his being modesh shmehazik is made basically he's embracing the other shita.
It could be the exception that tosis points out, or that don't work.
In other words, okay. But you're saying it's only going to be his being molda, it's a molda barchakas nizikin. Yeah. But the other madamar, it's going. But if the reason why we do want to learn the other pshat for shmei hezek, because it won't work in the Mishnah, it doesn't fit Beis Shar's definition, or it's not going to work to say that it's harchakas nizikin, then you're not going to be able to get that over here either. In other words, for whatever reason, Rav Nachum felt you have to present a new pshat, so then you don't have anything to fall back on. You're going to say, within the Manda Amar Chal Ishmei Hezek, then where the Pshat is, okay, it's Chalukas HaShutfis, and so on. But within Nafal Shaini, it's a different idea. Okay, that's what you're saying, essentially. Rav Nachum asked the Kasha himself. It's not like I discovered this Kasha. He points it out. Yeah, it doesn't work. Petosis, it doesn't work. Mamish, what he says. The Chidush Rav Nachum, they bring from the Shurim. Is it? Yeah. Nafal shiny, yeah, tosis. Shitas a tosus, shamal yisid the nafal, kikarhugiru lasus de behetzne vachatzir. Lekai gav no kuli alma shmei hezik. Lechor yesh go chiach midivreim, shedin hezik ria, eino mehilchas achaluka. In tosis, we can prove that hezik ria, again, he's not differentiating between hezik ria that we're molded to for the other mandama and the hezek ria. Well, he's molded to the other shmei hezek of the other mandama. It's not a halacha in hilchas hachalukah. The bechihai gavna hachalukah lo chivasam lachok bekosel the ba'osesha shechalku lo hugalu. Why did they build the wall initially? Because they agreed to build the wall. The chalukah was not mechayev because hezek ria lo shmei hezek. So it was no, they were not yet hugalu. There was no mechayev at that point. And yet, mechayvin le'achakach livnos kosel. Yeah, muchach mizeh. The Tosis holds like the other mahalchim. She is so din hezekria midin achakas nezikin, and therefore, even though the chalukah was mechayv them, they still have to misrachik right now. Achakas nezikin misrach even bezeh. It's a tremendous ha'ara, right? A very sharp ha'ara. Chore, this Tosis would be a raya not the way that we were suggesting last time. Okay, this is within Tosfos. Let's go back to Rashi now. There's another word in Rashi that at the first glance we glossed over because we didn't see it quoted in the Shita or in the... before we do that, let's maybe do the Ramban. Okay, then we'll come back to that Rashi. The Ramban seemingly has a third pshat in Afel Shaini. The Shita says to look at the Ramban and Daf Yud Zayin. I'm not interested so much in the larger context. Ramban's discussing Klolim in Gemara, regarding my Karla and so on. But just when he comes back to our Gemara, he says a few words. And I don't think this is Rashi or Tos. Rashi's pshat is, Ratsu of before goes on later too. Tosis is, they already, Hurgu Ulasos Dibrehetz. The Ramban says, and Daf Yud Zayin, again, it's part of another discussion, but then he gets to our Gemara, wants to use a Gemara as a raya to something, if it's not a raya, and what is the pshat in the Gemara? Yeah, so Yeshiton Lomar, then he says, Vayi debreish pirkin. Mikol makom mitaretz svirale. The kavan, keywords. The kavan de goli adatayu. The kabdi behezik re'ia. Kabdi. The nafal mechayven osan lachzo sal kezeka. What is the Ramban saying? And the Shita makes it clear, it's a new pshat in the Gemara. He just references, look at the Ramban Daf Yud Zayin. What is he saying? Mitaret svirale. Kevan de goli adatayu, de kabdi behezik ria kabdi, de mnafa mechayvenosan lachzo lesal kezeka. What do you see in this Ramban? What would be the closest analogy to this? The man da amar lo shmei hezek is mode here because goli adatayu de kabdi behezek ria, and therefore they have to. He didn't say they were nisragel. It's not because they became nisragel lasos, like Tosis says. He doesn't say Rashi either, because the ratzu, the per se, that the ratzu goes in. But what is the Ramban saying? They showed that they're makban hezek ria. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. So what's something similar to that? Malkab Shinagu. That's what I think the Ramban is working off of. He didn't say those words. Now, Malkab Shinagu usually is defined by the practice all around. The Ramban is using that even within these individuals. Once there is, it's Nagu Ligdor, right? It wasn't just a Ratsu. It was a Ratsu that built a Kosa. So it now becomes a local Malkab Shinagu. Very local, right? That's what I think the Ramban is saying. In other words, they built a wall. Not for shiny. They built a wall. So for them, this is what they go by. They go by, it's for them, Hezek Ria, Shmei Hezek. It's just like if it was Makom Shenagu in general, Mechayvin, Regina, we saw that. By Chatzar, the whole question, even Lo Nagu could be Yechayev. So now that's all, but now we have the Manda Amar Lo Shmei Hezek. But the Manda Amar Lo Shmei Hezek would recognize the fact that if these individuals have shown, proven that they are of the type who are Makban Hezek Ria, they built the wall the first time. And then, Chayv to rebuild it. This is not Tosis. Tosis says, because it was the situation of Hurgulu, now it's like they're not used to knowing how to be aware of the other person. It's like Hezekah the Bayis Shiny, Hezekah the Rabbi Shiny, a situation where they've already been using the chutzah for private things. So that situation is a Hezek Ria that we would agree to, that we would agree is Shmei Hezek. It's a degree of, for Tosis, it's a certain level of Hezek Ria that he would agree to, he'd be molded to. It's because of the Metzius on the ground. That's Tosis. Rashi, it's a whole different idea. The Ratzu initially carries over to the, because, and we said it been here, because of Makban Hezek Ria, so then, for the Ramban, it's not one or the other. It's the fact that they actively built a Kosa. So they are Megal Adas, we built a Kosa, they're Makban Hezek Ria. So that becomes like a Makom Shenagu that man mechayev to rebuild it. Yeah, Rashi.
I'm just trying to figure out how seemingly I would have thought that this could also be the same, similar to
it's Rashi.
To what really you want to say in Rashi.
I don't think exactly that. I see why you think it's similar, but it's not exactly. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that the Ratsu that they had includes a consent to rebuild a wall also. There should always be a wall. So the Ratzu, because since Ratzu is motivated by Hezek Re'ia, so that Ratzu to build an initial wall is also meant to go for a future wall as well, at least up to Dalet Amos. But it even if they never built it, in other words. But Lamaisa, the Ratzu itself carries within it a Ratzu for later. But the Ramban, it's because they showed that they're makpid, they built a wall. So that's now the minhag hamakom, so to speak, of this area.
Is there anything that the difference between the two then is whether or not it's about the ratzu or about them building the wall?
I think so.
Seeing you so, it just
similar. similar. You know, it's, for the Ramban, it's a subjective. If people who are Makbid and Hezek Re'iyah, see, for Rashi, the Hezek Re'iyah is just a way of getting it into the Ratz. They are bound by their mutual consent and the fact that they agreed to build a wall. Why do you say that the Ratzu goes on the next wall? Because why was Ratzu? Because Hezek Re'iyah, so I can put into the Ratzu not just wall number one, but wall number two. That's the spin according to Rashi. That the Ratzu now can include the agreement to build another wall should this one fall down when it falls down. For the Ramban, it's not because the Ratzu includes a second wall. It's because the fact that they built a wall when they didn't have to, they built a wall, that means that they are people who are Makbid and Hezek Re'iyah. A locality that's Makbid and Hezek Re'iyah, then we're Mechayev for Hezek Re'iyah. So it's because of, it's not because of the Ratz at the Chayev, it's because of the fact that there is, that there is a Kpeid and Hezek Re'iyah in this locality because they built the wall. So obviously it's because they built the wall, but it's even the Lamdas in the Svar, it's also a little different.
And if Ravinius is also Makpid and Hezek Re'iyah.
Right, but the Makpid and Hezek Re'iyah is just a reason why we should realize that their Ratzu goes not just on the first wall and the second wall too. But for the Ramban, the Makpid and Hezek Re'iyah is that when people are Makpid and Hezek Re'iyah, then you mechayev to build the wall. We may get to that point in Rashi, closer to the Ramban, but so far we haven't yet. I'm getting maybe closer to that point, maybe this is what I was bringing up before, that maybe in Rashi it also becomes that. But we haven't said it yet. For now, all we said in Rashi is the Chiv is the Ratzu. Why is Ratzu speak to the second wall? Because why did they agree the first time? Because they want Hezek Re'iyah to be protected. So therefore, we understand that their agreement was also for the next one. So that's how we get to the Chiv for Kuret Rashi. The Ramban, it's the fact that they actually built the wall. So therefore, that is akin to Makam Shenagol Igra. So when people are Makbid, then it is an issue. It's a subjective issue, Hezek Re'iyah. It's not that therefore the Ratzu includes something more. Again, it's a little bit of a nuanced difference. So. Yeah.
Can we say that not related between Rashi and Ramban would be, let's say
they never built the wall.
They came into a property, the wall was there. And so they said, oh, great, Ishmael, it's there. So there were Ratzu for the wall to be there, but they didn't build it.
If the wall was there already, and they said we're happy that it's there, but the Ramban never built it, okay.
So the fact that there were roads there, but they didn't build the wall, doesn't mean that.
Okay.
They,
so it would, for Rashi, would
for Rashi, the fact that they are very happy about the fact that it's there.
But they have to make a kinyan. They still have to make some kind of kinyan, though. That's the problem. Couldn't Rashi still have to be bound by something?
What he was about to say.
What? No, I want to get it. I want to talk about for a second the Rashi of Rishonim. What is the Rishonim? Who are the Rishonim? If we gear so that we have in Rashi. What do the words suggest? Nisratzu who? Nisratzu HaRishonim. What does it suggest? What's the case?
New
people take over. So Reuben and Shimon built the wall because they agreed to build the wall. Now the Reuben and Shimon move away. They sell their respective properties or they die and the Yorshim take over or other people take over. The wall fell down. Now, who are we mechayev to build the wall anew? New people. What in the world is that about? How could we mechayev someone else? They never had the ratzon. The ratzon has shown in Bekosa. How could that ritzui, how could that consent that they had with each other, Reuben and Shimon, carry over to Levi and Yehuda? If you take Rosh Rashi, it sounds like it would actually transfer to the next occupants. Why? So here's where we can plug in a little bit of what we already saw maybe earlier in Rashi as well. We suggested, again, Rav Nachum goes with this as well, that the idea according to Rashi of Ratzu is not just that they have to build the wall and has to be Minhag HaMedina because whatever they agree to, they have to keep their word to each other. But we suggested, again, we had indications in earlier Rashis like that, that when you have a ratzu to each other, then why Gvil Begazis and why does it have to follow that? Why? Because now the Chachamim step in and create a chiyuv of Hezek Re'iyah and as per their terms. So the whole obligation of the wall now, even with ratzu, is no longer about the fact that they agree to each other and they have to honor their commitment, but it becomes a chiv kosa of hezekriya. It was just like the mandamar the hot shmei hezek. So as long as they are now dividing, the chacham step in and say, we enforce building a wall, hezekriya. But the mandamar lo shmei hezek, but when you get ratsu, you get to the same point. Because now with ratsu, there is an indication that they want to be makbid hezekriya. Now, they have, and as far as what they're consenting to, it's not necessarily vilbagazis. They agreed to a wall. But now, why are you doing vilbagazis? Because now there's a chiv kosa. The chachanim imposed. Because once you have that indication from them that they want to build a wall, and that's because of that zikriya, the chachanim say, okay, this is what you need to do. There's an obligation, now the chachanim are imposing. That's why vilbagazis, for example, even though they didn't themselves agree to vilbagazis. We use that pshat in Rashi with the why by the you know have a minute at the makam, he wouldn't have to give up more than a slice of little space, because maybe the chum didn't impose that on him. That was the svar we used then, and then Rashi on the top, chibum chachamim sheyivnu. No, if we say that, then again it's still a leap, maybe we can see why this could even explain why new people have that obligation as well. The ratsu was earlier, the people who lived there before. How does that, so if we understand that they have to keep their obligation to each other, that's why they have to build a wall. It makes no sense to mechayev anyone that came later. Obviously, the question is not how could we show him mechayev. But once we understand that once there was a ratzon, the two of them, now the chachamim are requiring a wall between these two areas in this chatzah. So now each one sells their share to someone else, let's say. What goes into that mechira? If there is a halacha of hezekriya now, the chum step in, that means each one has a claim over his neighbor to participate in chipping it for a wall. That schus he has in this area to claim against the other, to build a chatzer, to build a kosel, that transfers to the buyer. If I had that claim that the chachamim required here that there be a kosel, because once we agreed, the chacham said this is going to have to have a kosel. That means each one acquires the right to demand that of the other. If I have that right in my space here, then when I sell it, what comes along with the mechira is the schus to demand a kosel from the neighbor, and vice versa. Says Rav Nachum, maybe that will be pshat and Rashi why the Rishonim, their ratzon can carry over, because once there was a ratzon from the first people, the chachamim now impose a chi of hezekriya, which now gives each one a schus to demand that kosel payment from the other to participate, and therefore that can go over to the next people as well. It's quite an interesting chiddush, but that would be a way of reading into Rashi why he says Rishonim. Yeah. Now this is what you brought up before.
Remember, just to push back on my own suggest.
No.
Even when we say the Zechi of Chachamim, the Zechi of Chachamim is still a function of the fact that they were wrong. So.
Okay. We understand. That's why it's a Chiddush. Of course it's a Chiddush. I'm not saying it's not a Chiddush. I'm saying if we didn't say the Vart of Rav Nachum about this idea of Chacham, there's nothing to talk about. Like, what does Rishonim have to do with the next people? Like the Maram says, Nago Rishonim, what does that have to do with anything? We're not talking about them. Once we say that there's a schus that they get, because of the chiyuv chachamim, they have that schus. Now that schus can transfer over in the mechira as well. Okay, let's just learn the next two lines of Gemara. The karyula, my karyula asks the Gemara. So, what that means is like, what are you thinking? Like, obviously, you gave a teretz, nafel shayni. So, like, why were you even asking the kasha? Rashi says, v'chila yada de nafel shayni. Did he not know that? Interesting. All that we said in Rashi, right? All that's pashut, right? Now he doesn't know. He had a hope shot. We've shown him that it carries over. Or the other idea that the ratzim carries over. The kashas, we had a quite the Rashi. All that is, the Gemara says, you should see, it says nafel. I guess the point, it says nafel. You have to realize, obviously, it's something about nafel that makes the chiyuv unique because of nafel. However, figure it out. Maybe there's a svar you have to figure out. But if it says nafel, it must be that nafel is why there's a chiyuv. So, chiyo yada. It says nafel, so it must be because of that. He says, no, that doesn't show anything. He didn't necessarily think because it's nafel, that has to be the reason that you're mechuyev. Because after all, you could explain that differently. Sefer tzvichalei, that it you need, let's take it to Pashup Shah and the Gemara, Sefer, meaning what it says right afterwards, these words, Midaud Amas Elamal Emechayven Oso. In other words, that you don't have to Mechayv more than four Amas. So that's why the Nafa is mentioned for that point. Now, even though there's a chiyuv now to rebuild it by Nafal, but not more than Daud Amas. So really the chiyuv itself would be maybe based on Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek without the Nafal. But Nafal is for the halacha that you don't need more than four Amas to build it. But not that I should see Nafal, I should know right away. It's only because of Nafal that Hezek Riyah Shmei, that's why he had a basis to ask Akasha. Sefer Spichlei Kolomar, Rashi explains. Who are Dinami Dmei Kara? No, it's not that it's because of the Nafal that there's a chiyuv and not otherwise. Tosus adds the karula my karula kloma pshita the nafal shiny. The other Tosus adds more to the kasha the karula my karula. In other words, and therefore, if nafal is different, then this would be turn the tables on you. You're trying to move shmei as it prove the opposite. Hanyelo lochiach midiktani ve nafal mechal de ba'amalosh meyazik. The fact that it says nafal would show me that dafka by nafal you have to build, otherwise not. So what are you asking Akasha on the manda melosh mehezik? To the contrary, it should be a raya to him because it's only by nafal. Again, the teretz of the gemara is kapshuto that the nafal could have been there for the other halacha, but as far as reading the din itself, it sounds like it's basically a halacha of shmehezik. Again, so this is the sugya, this is for the inyan of kozach of nafal. Okay, we have to go on in mitzvah shem to beis shar. And then the next Gemara that's coming up, okay, working our way through the sugi here of Hezekiah. Okay, wait. Before it goes, yeah, go. One, yeah.